Southeast charter anglers used to be able to keep 2 halibut per day of any size. But in recent years, there have been increasing restrictions with more bag limits and size limits. The restrictions have been developed because the charter sector has continued to overfish their harvest level. But Pete Troy, who owns Petersburg Fishing Adventures, says he's lost business because of it.
Incredible amounts of business I lose because of that. I have lots of interested people, and when I tell them what they're going to be able to keep for fish, they say, no, we'll pass.
This year, a new program could give charter businesses like Troy's a little more leeway. It's called GAF and stands for Guided Angler Fish. It's a voluntary provision of the new halibut catch-sharing plan and allows halibut charters to lease commercial quota for more harvest opportunity. There is no size limit on the GAF fish.
And so using GAF, charter anglers could potentially keep up to 2 fish of any size per day.
Julie Scheuer is a fishery management specialist with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau. NMFS is overseeing the GAF program.
Under this new catch-sharing plan, what the guided angler fish provision allows is for quota shareholders to lease a limited amount of their IFQ to a charter halibut permit holder to be harvested in the charter fishery.
Charter guides can use GAF in different ways. They could use their charter limit of 1 fish, which has size restrictions, and then use 1 GAF for a fish of any size. Another option would be to use 2 GAFs for 2 fish of any size. The idea for the transfer program came from the Charter Halibut Stakeholder Committee. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council approved the program.
It's a razzle-dazzle deal they came up with.
Charter Captain Pete Troy says it was very hard to understand at first, but now he says he gets it.
It means that when I get a customer on the boat that catches a fish, he's able to pay an extra $150 approximately and keep that fish, allowing him to keep 2 fish a day instead of just 1 little ping-pong paddle.
Troy would like to give GAF a try, but he hasn't found commercial fishermen who would sell their quota share for a reasonable price. And it will be up to fishermen like Troy to make the transfer deals. Scheuer says NMFS won't get involved in pricing what quota shares are worth. She says it could go through brokers like other IFQ sales, or fishermen could do it on their own.
Information is available from NMFS about who holds IFQ, and so an interested charter halibut permit holder could get that list from us if they wanted to contact some of these people. I don't know. I imagine maybe they'll advertise in a local newspaper or Craigslist or something like that as well.
Perhaps the easiest scenario is fishermen who have both, charter permits and quota shares. There are 19 of those fishermen in Southeast's Area 2C.
And they can just transfer some of their own quota to themselves if they're operating in both fisheries.
Interest in the new program is still unknown, but Heath Hilliard bets it's not going to be very popular. He is the executive director of Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, or SEGO.
I've still only heard of about, less than 20% of Southeast operators who have any plan or intention or desire to lease into the guided angler fish provision.
While Hilliard understands the need for restrictions, he doesn't think this is the answer.
We've said the whole time that while we appreciate the council's intent to provide a compensated reallocation mechanism, we don't think this is really the best approach.
He says some fishermen might use GAF this year, but not next year when the program will change the conversion formula or what the amount is for the individual fishing quota to 1 GAF fish. Currently, it uses about 26 pounds for 1 fish, but next year they'll use an average from GAF fish caught just this season. And Hilliard says that will raise the cost to fishermen.
So rather than just assuming 25 pounds or less, it's going to be, well, we know the average fish size for the guided angler fish from 2014 was 40 pounds. And so all of a sudden the respective cost is going to go up dramatically in 2015.
GAF catches will count towards the commercial catch limit and not the charters. The charter limit this year is about 761,000 pounds, down about 17,000 from last year. There are additional reporting requirements for charter guides using GAF. They'll have to submit an electronic report to NMFS through their website. And while the new transfer system is voluntary, it's also permanent in nature. GAF will remain in federal regulations until it's changed through the regulatory process. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.